Where did the groundhog go wrong? That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, it looks like spring may have finally arrived much later than originally predicted, as if you remember the celebration back in early February when Punxsutawney Phil emerged and found
no shadow around. So an early spring it will be!
Well, that celebration was certainly short-lived, as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says.
Well, let's put Punxsutawney Phil's forecasting ability is somewhere on the lower end of the totem pole for 2013.
As Rippey says, in fact, it has not been an early spring, or even a late one for that matter, as it has been more like a late winter.
Obviously, the rodent did not look to the North Atlantic block that ended up forming in mid-February and locked in a seriously cold weather pattern across areas east of the Rockies for all of March 2013.
And that weather pattern didn't just affect the north, as even us down here in the deep southeast saw unseasonably cool weather, with much of our area seeing freezes on into March, resulting in some very unhappy followers of the famous groundhog.
We've had litigation threatened against him, and we've had all kinds of backlash this year.
Which is why Rippey says,
if I were Punxsutawney Phil, I might just keep my head in the burrow next year.
But for now, Phil and his followers are probably just happy to bask in the warmth and sunshine. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.